For America's 250th birthday, the city of Buffalo, New York, promised its residents something bold: fireworks. Downtown. The mayor said so himself. Then, on June 30th, with days to spare, City Hall canceled the show. The official reason: the city could not find a safe place to launch fireworks. In Buffalo, a city that sits on a great lake. The next morning, a flag went up on a city flagpole outside City Hall. It was not the American flag. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the arguing. Today, a broken promise, a foreign flag, a stolen flag, a bomb threat, and the week the United States turned 250, told straight, with the ledgers kept separate, because the honest version of this story has three of them. The facts first, stated precisely, because both sides will spin them. On Tuesday, June 30th, 2026, the city of Buffalo confirmed it would not host a downtown 4th of July fireworks display. The display Mayor Sean Ryan, Democrat, had promised weeks earlier as a revival for the nation's 250th anniversary. The city's statement, as reported by the Buffalo News: after exploring potential locations, an appropriate site could not be identified that would provide a safe and widely accessible viewing experience. On Wednesday, July 1st, the Somali flag was raised on a second city flagpole in Niagara Square, the plaza directly in front of Buffalo City Hall, beside the American flag, to mark Somalia's Independence Day. Two separate decisions, made by different actors, one day apart, in the same civic square, during the week the United States turns 250. City Hall insists the timing is coincidence. And on the evidence, that is true. We will get to why. But these two things are unrelated is not the same as there is nothing to see here. For the record, here is who runs Buffalo. Mayor Sean Ryan, Democrat, sworn in January 1, 2026, the city's first new mayor in 20 years, elected with roughly 72% of the vote. All 9 members of the Common Council, Democrats, and the flag ceremony was publicly promoted by Niagara District Council member David Rivera, Democrat, who invited residents to, quote, celebrate Somalia Flag Day. Ledger 1, the fireworks. Mayor Ryan offered more detail in an interview with Buffalo television station WGRZ, saying the fireworks vendor, quote, started raising real questions about, you know, when you put these fireworks up, canisters drop down. Falling debris in a dense downtown, on its face, a defensible safety concern. No mayor wants a shell casing landing on a stroller. But notice what actually happened. A public promise for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence collapsed into, we couldn't find a spot, days before the holiday, in a lakefront city that has hosted fireworks over its own waterfront before. Nobody stole money. Nobody broke a law. This is a competence and planning story. But draining the swamp is not only about indictments. It is about whether officials keep the promises they make and are straight about why they fall short. A revived Independence Day tradition, announced with fanfare and canceled at the 11th hour, is exactly the kind of small failure that erodes trust. Ledger 2. The flag. And here, honesty cuts the other way. The Somali flag raising was not a stunt cooked up to snub the 4th of July. According to local reporting from the Buffalo News, WGRZ, and Buffalo's public radio station, the flag has been raised at Niagara Square every July 1st for at least 4 years by HEAL International, a refugee services nonprofit, with Buffalo's Somali community, one of the largest resettled populations in western New York, gathering to mark the day. July 1st is Somalia's Independence and Unification Day, the date in 1960, when British Somaliland and the Italian-administered Trust Territory joined to form the Republic of Somalia. It is the same kind of heritage ceremony American cities hold for Irish, Italian, Polish, Puerto Rican, and Ukrainian communities. Reasonable people can debate whether any foreign flag belongs on a government pole. Smearing the community that shows up for its Heritage Day is a different thing entirely, and it is not the argument this show is making. So the fair critique is narrow and real. A Democratic-run city government promised its residents a 250th anniversary celebration, could not execute it, and delivered that news one day before a foreign flag ceremony the same government helped promote. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, Republican of New York, whose district borders Buffalo, put it this way. "Last I checked, this is America, not Somalia. There is no excuse for canceling a downtown 4th of July celebration during America's 250th anniversary while raising the flag of another nation at City Hall." The Erie County Republican chairman, Michael Cracker, needed one sentence. To recap the America 250 week in Buffalo, City Hall canceled a fireworks display and hung a Somali flag instead. Whatever you think of the rhetoric, the timeline is on their side. An administration that cared about the optics could have gotten ahead of them, scheduled a modest alternative, moved the show to the waterfront, or simply explained itself before the critics did. It did none of those things. The city found a way to run one flag event and not the other celebration. Residents noticed. Then came Ledger 3, the one that belongs to no official at all. Overnight on July 1st, someone broke open the flagpole's access panel in Niagara Square, cut the cable, and stole the Somali flag. That is vandalism and theft of public property. Not protest, not commentary, and nothing this show defends. It got worse. Buffalo Police Commissioner Erica Shields confirmed the department is investigating an online threat to, quote, blow up City Hall. A Rochester news station, WHEC, reported police identified a suspect believed to live outside the city. Council members reported harassing voicemails and texts. A bomb threat against a government building is a felony. And the people who did these things handed City Hall the easiest possible way to change the subject and made every resident with a legitimate priorities complaint look like a co-signer of a crime they never endorsed. And Buffalo was not alone. On the same July 1st, the Recreation and Parks Department in Columbus, Ohio, posted on X that, quote, City Hall will be raising the flag of Somalia for Somali Independence Day. Then Fox News Digital asked about it. The post was deleted, and a spokesperson for Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther, Democrat, called it inaccurate. No flag raising was planned at City Hall this year, even though, as the Columbus Dispatch and local station NBC4 reported, Columbus and the Ohio State House have hosted Somali Independence Day ceremonies in years past. So the post was either an honest error or a walkback executed at the exact speed of a Fox News inquiry. Either way, the whiplash is its own small transparency problem. The through line across both cities is not immigration, and it is not the Somali community. It is a governing instinct, visible in blue city halls from Buffalo to Columbus, that treats a heritage flag raising as effortless, while the basic civic ritual of an Independence Day celebration becomes too hard or inaccurate the moment it draws scrutiny. Residents notice which one their officials find the time and the budget to pull off. The bottom line, three ledgers kept separate. One, a Somali-American community and a local nonprofit marked a Heritage Day on public grounds, as they have for years, as dozens of communities do. That is not a scandal, and pretending otherwise would be a cheap shot. Two, Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan, Democrat, promised his city a 250th anniversary fireworks show, failed to deliver it, and let the explanation land in the same news cycle as a foreign flag ceremony his council colleague was promoting. That is a priorities and trust failure, and it has a name attached. 3. Thieves and a would-be bomber turned a fair civic debate into a crime story, and we condemn them without hedging. All three things are true at once. That is the whole point. Every fact in this episode, the city's statement, the mayor's interviews, the police commissioner's confirmations, the Columbus walkback, is linked and sourced in the print version. Read every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want the next accountability story read to you, subscribe. New episodes wherever you get your podcasts.